This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ukraine's President Zelensky asked the G7 for air shields as rockets rain down on his country. Angela Lansbury, the beloved star of Murder, She Wrote, dead at the age of 96. That is a life well lived, as I said about another star that we just lost a few days ago. When you live to be that ripe old age and you fare pretty well with your health. The Supreme Court threw out a lower court ruling that allowed undated ballots to be counted in a Pennsylvania judicial race. This is a sign of things to come, so much happening. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the skipper of this little ship as we navigate these choppy waters. Let's go overseas, way, way overseas first, in something that has tugged at many of our heartstrings. I see it all the time. More and more Ukrainian flags are popping up. A lot of people are talking about Ukraine and hatred for Putin and what's going on with Putin. So deadly Russian airstrikes continue for a second day. And while that was going on, it was Zelensky asking the group of seven nations to help, and establish an air shield against these aerial attacks. This is one of the fiercest bombing campaigns that Russia has really hit Ukraine with since they invaded in late February this year. 19 people have been killed, more than 100 wounded across the country, and pretty far away in some areas. The furthest western city that's hundreds of miles from the war's main area in eastern and southern Ukraine. 30 missile strikes so far on Tuesday compared to 84 on Monday. Most of those, or about half of those, were neutralized by air defenses, thank goodness. Unclear how much longer the Russian military may be able to sustain that kind of an attack, but Zelensky says, we need help, SOS, SOS, with missile defense systems to combat this blitz from Russia. And who are the G7 nations? You know them: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And he reiterated his demand for Russia to be declared a terrorist state and further sanctions, saying, we got to block the energy sector with sanctions, break the stability of Russian revenues from oil and gas, that trade, and a tough price cap is needed for the exports of oil and gas from Russia. Zero profit for the terrorist state. It's such a tricky state of this whole offensive of what's going on with Russia. It's like the bridge, an important artery for both civilian and military traffic, damaged in that huge explosion early Saturday. What caused the blast? Unclear. Ukraine has not acknowledged responsibility for the incident. And some in Kyiv, including the foreign minister, allege that the Russian campaign this week was planned before the bridge blast. It's not retaliation for the bridge blast. So that's where we're at when it comes to Ukraine, and does it look like there's anything in sight happening? No, and no at this point. I have said this from the very beginning. Do you think Putin is somebody who's going to back out of this? Nope. Is he someone that, if Putin was taken out of the picture, is this a situation where somebody coming in Russia would back out of that situation? Yes. Because why? This is about a land grab. This is about hearkening back to legacy and days of the old Soviet regime. And Ukraine was always in danger after Crimea was annexed. Then you knew that there was going to be problems. And this is what we've seen happen in this march toward, can we knock off Ukraine? And I would say the same thing that probably all of you think. When he went in February, Putin, I believe, thought it wouldn't be a hard thing to knock off Ukraine. He wasn't expecting some of the things that happened to happen, including some of his own military not wanting to really be in the middle of this fight. All right, I mentioned Angela Lansbury. So Murder, She Wrote, there were 300 episodes of Murder, She Wrote. I'm going to say 12 seasons of Murder, She Wrote. which is crazy. In TV time, that's an eternity to have a series that goes on that long, but it was just that popular. So that's why, you know, they were able to hang around. And Lansbury did a lot of other things in her career, stage, film, all of that. I said in the first hour that look up The Manchurian Candidate. It was remade, but it was so well done in black and white in 1962. If you can find that somewhere, watch it. Especially, it's a perfect time to watch this right before the elections. So the Supreme Court threw out that lower court ruling I mentioned, and that allowed undated ballots to be counted in a judicial race in Pennsylvania. They vacated what was ruled in May of this year from the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that ordered 257 undated ballots to be counted in a Lehigh County judicial race. They instructed the lower court to dismiss the case as moot. Doesn't matter. It's done. Boom. In fact, a couple of the justices said they would have declined to even take the case. And, you know, you look at millions of Americans voting in November, and boy, do we ever deserve to have a clean election. My goodness, how can we not have clean elections in this country, or people disputing them constantly? And listen, there have been cases, there have been people and cases and moments where it has been proven, the evidence is there, and then something's been thrown out. So you can bet, I mean, already, I know I mentioned this on the show before, because of how cantankerous this is, how nasty it's gotten, there are some polling places where they've got extra security. And they're talking about Kevlar vests, for goodness sake, for some of the election workers, which, wow, that is a sad, sad state of affairs if you're talking about an election worker having to do that, because they're volunteering to do that. They're volunteering to work at the polls. You know, they ask people, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, if you are interested in doing that. In fact, when I moved from the great state of Texas to Florida, and you go and you do the whole driver's license thing and all that, they ask you that question. I was asked that question. So can you imagine? Certainly these people do not deserve that. Don't cross your fingers yet that we're okay, but the railroad strike, remember we were talking about that and how crippling that would be for our economy. It's still back on the table, the possibility of a strike, because the Freight Railroad Union rejected a contract, and so it renews that whole idea of, we don't like it, we're going to go on strike. This is, again, what we're talking about. The third largest railroad union, the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way, they said no to a five-year deal with a committee representing major railroads. The companies have placed a 24% raise on the table, but working conditions are the big sticking point. Specifically, what the union people, the members, consider to be schedules that are ridiculous, saying these are should have been gone a long, long time ago, and they don't want to adhere to them. So they're not budging, and the railroad companies are not budging. This is not a good thing. This will crush, cripple, or whatever word you want to use, our economy. Odds and Ends next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
All right, topping odds and ends, a little bit of a man cave twist here, because I feel like I owe you the payoff, or we're in the playoffs. The Phillies beat the Braves 7-6. You can bet that Phillies fans went wild for that, and that was in Brave territory. This is the best of five, remember. How about the Astros getting by the Mariners by a run? Yep. Jordan Alvarez, he hit a three-run homer in the ninth, and that made a big difference, obviously, there in the ALDS. The Yankees had their way, ultimately, with the Guardians 4-1. Part of it was Garrett Cole, who had an incredible pitching performance, and that made the big difference. So he said he dreamed of those moments growing up in California, winning a postseason game in pinstripes at Yankee Stadium. And it happened. He cruised really for most of the night. Just Anthony Rizzo homered, and the Yankees beat the Guardians. So it was his night. He had the right stuff. I mean, he was working all over the plate. You could see it. Saw a little bit of that game, not the whole game, but I saw a little bit of it. And then the Dodgers beat the Padres 5-3. Trey Turner homered and doubled, and they started off fast, and they held on for the win. So that's where we are in the playoffs. We did nail the score. We have another week of the NFL coming up. There are a lot of different things that are happening at this point in the season in the NFL, including the fact that Baker Mayfield is expected to miss maybe 2 to 6 weeks. You know, it's now the new home, Carolina is, for Baker Mayfield. They had a high ankle sprain, no structural damage, but that kind of injury, you can absolutely be out anywhere between those 2 to 6 week time frame, depending on how it heals. So he wants to play as early as possible, but that's going to be an uphill kind of kind of thing at this point. So instead, Jacob Eason, a fourth-round pick by the Colts in 2020, is up from the practice squad this week, and they're looking to bring in another quarterback. That's what's happening for the Carolina Panthers, who are having a very, very rough start to the season. All right, other odds and ends, things that people are, I think, talking about, just because this is so interesting to me. There's a thing called Fat Bear Week, right? And it's the biggest bear. So how do you determine the biggest bear? It's interesting. So the 2022 champion is 747. And 747 is one big bear. It is a week-long celebration of bears, and it happens at the Katmai National Park and Preserve. Hibernation in winter is coming closer, so they take votes on it. You know, there's a couple to vote on, and the vote was for this one bear, 747. Like I said, 793,000 votes were cast. That is a record. And I was looking at some of the other bears, and this is a bear that eats, I guess, a lot of salmon. And some of these bears can weigh up to 1,400 pounds. Can you imagine? But physically, I guess, this bear is just also in great shape. So, silly things, right? The silly things that we do to entertain ourselves, like vote on the fat bear, and that was it. All right, daylight savings time. Daylight savings time annually in the U.S. on the second Sunday in March. It ends in November. You know what happens when it ends in November. The clocks fall back 1 hour. You know, when this happens, and we're getting closer to it, we always have the discussion of, do we need to do that anymore? And the U.S. House of Representatives votes on Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio's Sunshine Protection Act of 2021, and they talk about any changes to daylight savings time wouldn't take effect till next year. But several states have enacted legislation in support of never again switching the clocks back an hour. Does that bug you or not? So the clocks in the U.S., this is why I'm mentioning it, could fall back for the final time in November if the legislators vote to make daylight savings time permanent. Wow. I mean, it would, so no more falling back, no more saying, oh, we get an extra hour of sleep, or ugh, we lose an hour of sleep, that whole spring forward thing. So we'll see. You know, the whole idea of daylight savings time in the first place, somebody asked me this today, we were talking about it. It was regulated ultimately by the Department of Transportation, introduced during World War I by Germany in 1916. Because why? Why do you think that is? They wanted more daylight. This is the war. This is what they were looking at. So the Department of Transportation came about in the 60s, and it had regulatory power over daylight savings time and time zones. Only Arizona, our good friends in Arizona, Hawaii, and U.S. territories, Puerto Rico would be one, permanently observed standard time. That gets so confusing, doesn't it? So a Department of Energy study found that the extra 4 weeks of daylight savings time saved, oh, gosh, 0.5% in total electricity daily. And now, so we're talking about it. We'll see what happens. If the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021 becomes a law, the bill makes daylight savings time the new permanent standard time, and that would happen November 5th, 2023. So this is it. We'd have next March springing forward, and this one more fall back, and then that would be all it would be, right? And then we wouldn't be confused anymore. I think it is annoying. And because we deal on this show with so many wonderful people from all over the world, like coming up, we are going to Iceland and we are going to the UK, the whole time zone thing, just going by our clock and then what everybody else's is. Of course, theirs it would be different in other countries. They can do what they choose to do. That has nothing to do with us. But it would be interesting to see the overall reaction to just keeping it standard, just leaving it the same. I think a lot of people, we did an unofficial poll one time, and it was one of the very few polls, because it's such a split audience, it's one of the few polls where like 80% just wanted to just keep it the same. Just keep it the same. We don't want to deal with having to flip the clocks back, right? We don't want to deal with that. So keep it the same. And I'm kind of inclined to say that. All right, and my boo moment. Sorry, Ben Bernanke, but the ex-Fed chair, he won a Nobel Prize in economics for bank research. How is that possible? I mean, he did put his academic hat on, and that expertise he has on the Great Depression to work reviving the American economy after the 2007-2008 financial crisis. You remember how you felt then. But he won the Nobel Prize in Sciences with two other U.S.-based economists for their research into the fallout from the bank failures. Yeah, remember that? Banks too big to fail. And we all paid the price for it. But Bernanke was recognized along with two others. That's a huge, incredible honor to receive a Nobel Prize. So, yes, financial crises and depressions are the worst things that can happen to the economy, which is what John Hassler of the Committee for the Prize in Economic Sciences said. He said these things can happen, and we need to have an understanding of the mechanism behind those and what to do about it. And the laureates this year provide that. That was their reasoning. Bernanke, by the way, is now with the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., and again, he looked at the Great Depression of the 30s and showed the danger of bank runs when panicked people withdrew their savings and how bank collapses led to widespread economic devastation. So that was what that was about, the economic downturns. So interesting. I just remember Bernanke and during that crisis period, and just handing out the money like it was lollipops to banks. And do we know where that's coming back? Is that coming back? How about people too big to fail? Where is that in all the equation? All right, stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The more liberal the state, the more likely it is to be home to income inequality. This, according to a Daily Wire analysis of newly released census data from 2021. New York, Connecticut, and California had the biggest gulf between rich and poor, according to a Census Bureau yardstick called the Gini Index. Utah, Indiana, and South Dakota had the least inequality. 30,000 non-U.S. citizens living in Colorado were apparently sent postcards by mistake, which encouraged them to register to vote. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office said the postcards were mistakenly mailed on September 27th. The incident is under investigation. And Blake Shelton said he's decided to take a step back from his coaching duties on The Voice after a 12-year ride. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's been a long time coming, and I am very thrilled to take you to a virtual green room in Iceland. We have talked about the beauty of Iceland on this show, and some of you have gone there, and it's on my list. Augustina Thorgilsson joins us now. She is, a psychologist. She is a powerhouse. She's written several books, including the one we're going to talk about, The Awakening of Asa Thor. And I love the way it's propositioned. Even on the book, it says this. What if you could see the consequences of your future actions today? I have my hand up right now. Would you change how you behave? And so much of this book takes us to those moments. You're looking, you're immersed, you're standing there, you're looking at the future. It's about challenging the notion, as again, it says, so perfectly on the book, that the notion of ignorance is bliss is something we should challenge. And boy, I so agree. And what are the consequences if we don't wake up? I mean, all of us are in this together. So, Augustina, it is a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Kate. It's lovely to be with you, and it's nice to have an opportunity to talk about this, because to me, this is the greatest threat of humankind is today, is the disconnection from ourselves. And we need to find a way to get back to connection with ourselves.
And do you think it is, it's like I said, the ignorance is bliss thing, that people are on a so-called hamster wheel and they just keep going, and then don't understand why they don't feel right, why their head is busy, why something feels off, and they can't connect to themselves? I think a lot of people can't do that.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is that most people have this notion that if you get off the wheel, then there's something dangerous about it, that you will lose control. You're afraid of the consequence. And what I'm trying to say in this story about Arthur Ford is the fact that whatever happens, we come always on top when we use our intuition and our intellect. And our dangerous is actually not doing things, but we need to act, because if we don't, then we dig ourselves deeper into the ground and it will be more difficult to rise out of it.
So you say, and you prove it in the book, is what you're talking about. By the time we get to the very end of the book, you talk about that we are living, and it's what you said there, it's an unsustainable life, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, we need to rethink, and we have the powers to do that.
Which is the wonderful news, and you're trying to awaken those powers within us. So tell us more about the book.
Well, the book is about this woman that has this excruciating life experience that she is now sort of opening up and understanding, that she gains a second sight. It's sort of part of the novel, creating that mystic about it. And through that, she is actually experiencing what the indigenous people have stories about, the great shift that is ahead. And this book shows ways we can work together and create the bright future of peace and harmony. And they've been saying that through the centuries and millennia. So this is nothing new. This is something that we basically always known. It's just that modern times, we tend to look away from ourselves and our inner connection to the nature and reality we're living in. We sort of are a bit too lazy to look outside and see what we can do to create a much better world. We need to do the work, but the benefits for that will be so much greater than what we're experiencing now.
Oh, the benefits. And what are the benefits when you're awakened, when you can really see?
First thing is that you lose fear. Secondly, you see the opportunities open up that didn't come before. Thirdly, you start to realize that you have a lot of support, that you can walk and you will always have a support behind you. And fourthly, whatever you dream about, it can become a reality as long as you have the patience and willingness to work towards it.
Oh, I like that. As long as you have the patience. And it's true, patience pays, and that's a thing that a lot of people don't have, that's for sure. For you, in writing this, because of what you do, what you've experienced, and I want to tell everyone, because I think it's so significant, is, you know, you obviously have this tie to Iceland and your family, but you also have lived in Germany, Sweden, UK, and you understand other cultures. You speak several languages. Has that made a difference for you in your life, that you've been able to understand the human condition better?
Yes, actually, when we lived in Germany, I was in kindergarten, sort of playground for children, and we were from all around the world, from Peru, from Egypt, from Thailand, South Africa, Russia, you name it. And we looked at one another as we were just friends and almost like siblings. And it was not until after this kindergarten that I realized that we were not the same, because the cultures were not the same. But to me, in my heart, we are the same, because this is the memory I have as a child. And it has helped me to, wherever I'm traveling, I always see my siblings. I always see people. I recognize people. Whatever the culture is, I recognize them.
Wow, what an open heart, and what a big difference that would make. And this is part of what led you down the path of psychology, right?
Yes, true.
And in doing that, you get to experience and you get to work with people on these things that we're talking about, the hamster wheel, the lack of mindfulness. Yeah. Do you find that people aren't mindful, but they're trying to learn?
Yes, absolutely. And people want to learn because of the fear of things not working out they're hoping. They stay rather in a bad situation rather than doing something about it and taking the leap into the own unknown. But actually, when you take the leap into the unknown, you realize that you have all the support and help you need. You're looked after. Simply that. As simple as that.
I like that. As simple as that. And, you know, in the novel, and that's what's so beautiful, you can, I think people can see maybe aspects of themselves or things that they can learn by reading the novel. And that's what you so brilliantly did in this book with Asa Thor. And you say, basically, you know, listen, our planet is depending on it. And what do you mean by that?
You see, if we continue the way we are doing, we will see the areas that are uninhabitable in the world, on the planet, they will grow. And we will have less areas to live on. And that will not be sustainable for life in general, not just humans, but also all other species. So it really, it's up to us to turn this situation around.
Yeah, absolutely. I so agree. This isn't your first go around in writing books. Tell us about some of the other books that are available.
The Power of Slow Living is about methods and exercises you can use to start to get in touch with yourself. The second book, The Power of Mother Nature, is the exercises and methods for getting in touch with Mother Nature. The third one, The Magic of Existence, is more about how the indigenous people have been telling us about and teaching us what and how we deal with what is ahead. And then The Insights from Northern Latitudes is something that comes from meditation, intuition, dreams that I put into books as a message that messages that I believe they help me, so maybe, hopefully, they can help some other people. And then, of course, I wrote this book, The House of Thor, that's the novel. The others are not. They're not novels.
Yeah. So that's interesting because you give us the map and then you weave a story for us. So was that intentional? I like that.
It's strange how it worked out, but actually, yes, that's what came about. And that's what I realize now. Looking back, that was the guidance I'm talking about.
Yeah. And ultimately, when people read, and we've said this, and we've talked about it throughout, but The Awakening of Asa Thor, do you hope that they understand this is possible? It's a process. Just open your mind to it.
Yeah. The way I wrote the book is that it's like you looking at a painting. And the painter is not telling you what you're supposed to see from the painting. You need to see it from your own heart, from your own insight. So you see in the painting what you are ready to see at that moment. Then maybe you come to the painting in 10 years' time, and you will be seeing other things. And that is what I'm trying to do, is to get people to understand it's depending on our own development what we are open for.
Well, I think that's the perfect place to end this. The Awakening of Asa Thor, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Augustina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
It's the rich man's world.
Hey, guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wait to introduce you to Emmanuel Chirunda. He is such a fascinating guy. At the things that he has done, I think I can't wait to see where he goes next. And his book is the key thing that we're talking about, because I think that everybody in this audience could use a copy of it. It's so much of what we talk about and beyond. And in fact, that's the first word of the book, Beyond the Fourth Heritage, a personal view on how to transcend our heritages of birth. And we'll explain all of that. Emmanuel, thanks so much for coming on. You're outside of London, but boy, you spent time all over the place. You grew up in Uganda, and then you ended up in the United States and really soaked in the culture there, and now there you are in London. So tell us about your path.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'm really happy to talk to your audience here. It's a pleasure to talk to an American audience because the U.S. is very special in my heart. I spent 13 years in the U.S., so I love the culture and the people and what the U.S. gave me in terms of experience and education. But my background is I was born in Uganda, and then as a teenager, I got a scholarship to come to the United World College in New Mexico, where I did my pre-university 2 years. And then I went to Pennsylvania, where I did my bachelor's in civil engineering before I worked in New Mexico, Texas, and Utah. And then after 13 years, I left the U.S. and went back to Uganda. But now I am working in London as a director for a clean tech company. I love playing golf, and I have a young baby, Candice, who is just 10 months old. I'm a proud dad, and I live with my wife outside London here.
And I love that you wanted to write, you know, you've got three books. This is one of those
yes.
books. And you talk about the key word, I think, transcend our heritages of birth. And what do you mean
yes.
by that? What's the at the core of this book?
Yeah. Thank you. That's another good question. The core of this book is what my friend Gordon Montgomery, who wrote the preface, actually the foreword to this book, is the quote that is at the top of the front cover. And the core is the fact that this, at least the way I looked at it is, he calls it the bravest and most personal work to date. This is what Gordon Montgomery was talking about, my work. But the way I look at it as my most vulnerable way of communicating what deeply I know about our heritages of birth in terms of our ethnicities, our religions, and our worldviews. There are many things about our heritages that people are afraid to talk about. So the gist of this book is trying to show people whatever you think is your deepest heritage, there are limitations about it, and if you can go beyond it, you reach that area of maximum potential to you as a human being.
Ooh, that sounds good. Hashtag maximum yeah. potential. We all
yes.
want that, Emmanuel. There's no question about it. And
yeah.
you said it, you know, you spend so much time in the U.S., so you've dealt with all mm-hmm. kinds of different people, and you got a mm-hmm. sense of that. And, of course, where you were raised and then mm-hmm. being in London. And
yeah.
there are so many limitations that people mm-hmm. hold in, and part
yeah.
of that is what they grew up with, what they believe. What do you tell us in the book? What are the takeaways of reading the book?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kate, for that question. There are two main takeaways that I hope the reader to take away from this book. The first one is just to understand, to appreciate the fact that we are in a special time in as far as the human civilization is concerned, 2022 or 2023. We are very special in that it is only around this time or a couple of decades ago that any person from any part of the world can talk to any other person in any other part of the world, either through cell phone or internet. And in fact, you can travel from any part of the world and settle in any other part of the world. Largely, war is not there the way it used to be centuries ago. So because of that, my message is to try to tell every person that you as an individual, this current moment gives you a lot of potential. That is the first point. When you read through the pages, I want to extract the individual mind to let people know the journey as an individual. How can you travel in space, in time, and with ideas? Then the second thing is that potential which the human being has in this modern civilization is limited or is constricted by our heritages of birth. And I take an example of three big brackets of heritages, the first one being ethnicity or nationality, the second one religions, and the third one colonial or educational. And I try to show the reader that there are elements within those three major heritages. There are elements that will limit the way you think, that will limit the way you relate with other people and the way you judge. And I offer strategies on how you can go beyond those limits. And once you go beyond those limits, that is the thesis of the book, Beyond the Fourth Heritage, because the fourth heritage is it stands for your heritage, whatever it may be, but how do you go beyond it? So the book is about those two things, the power of the individual, and secondly, how you can go beyond the limitations through our cultures.
Yeah. Are you hopeful that more people will open their eyes, take advantage of this, and realize, and it's so powerful what you said, the space that we're in at this time in our lives?
I'm more than hopeful. I'm more than hopeful because I have talked to a couple dozen people who have read this book, and it has opened their world, their possibilities. I mean, at the back of my book, I have a buddy of mine from Utah who gave me a very good review. He read this book, and him growing up as an American dude in Utah with his religious heritage, he was able to get value from this book. I was in Uganda, and a girl who has never left Uganda read the book. And when I finished my presentation, she stood up and she told me three words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know there are people out there that could write something that I can relate with in the way I can go beyond limits that I was born with. So I have so many examples. So I'm more than hopeful. Those who get time to read the book, it really empowers them. Yeah. And maybe the last example, there is a young man about 18, 19 years who read my first book, and then he read this book, and I told him, can you write me a review? And he's just about to go to university in Uganda. He wrote me a review, and he said, when I read your first book, I liked it, you know, and it challenged me. But when I read Beyond the Fourth Heritage, I closed myself in my room for 2 days because I wanted to relate with this book. And when I finished, I was in tears, but the tears were tears of joy because now I know I can do more than what I've been thinking that I'm limited to do. So I have so many personal examples which gives me more than hope. I hope it's a matter of time before more and more people know about some of these strategies, whether you're African or non-African, whether you're a woman or a man. We all have heritages we are born into, and they can constrict us.
Wow, perfect place to end this. I mean, you said it all, the strategies, and you were born to write these books. I really believe that. And because your eyes were open to so much as you had that opportunity to live in so many areas.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. And again, this book, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Yes. It's Beyond the Fourth Heritage, A Personal View on How to Transcend Our Heritage of Birth. And you think about that, that is empowering. There's no question. Emmanuel Tirunda, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
You're unbelievable.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.